from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, kid came through a little bit, which is good to see. Jake Bates still has to work on consistency, obviously, given the fact that he didn't miss one, an extra point, but he's mostly passing the test. The thing about consistency is you don't show up on a Monday and say, now I'm consistent. Like, you have to do it over months.
Right.
It's months.
Well, he knocked down all the field goal attempts. That's great. But yeah, it's going to be a work in progress, and he will get more and more consistent with the more reps. It's like any other position. But this guy, it's a little different. I'm more encouraged with him because he hasn't been a football kicker all his life. So it's not all that he knows, and you might be limited with your cap on potential here. Obviously, he's got this monster leg and can kick it up to 70 yards and probably maybe even beyond. Who knows? But he needs to get the reps and get that muscle memory of what it's like just to kick between these two uprights that go way up in the air instead of into a soccer net. But he looks great so far.
All right, Champ and Chump. We have our Champ and Chump nominations, then we'll get to yours. My Champ of the Weekend is Parker Meadows, who last night went 3-for-5, had the walk-off RBI, had another hit on Friday. You just gave me a stat that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Give it for the people. What is their record?
The Tigers are 12-3. In games he's been in, and that includes one game where he's just a defensive replacement, 12-3 in the games he's been in since he returned on the 5th of July.
Wow.
And remember, because he came in and then missed some more time. So they won those first three games against the Reds, and then he missed some time and came back August 3rd. And yeah, 12-3 in those games. He's been amazing.
Parker Meadows, my champ of the weekend. Your champ of the weekend is?
I'm going to go with A.J. Hinch because I don't know how he's doing it with a two-man rotation. And this team's ERA is spectacular over like the last 20 games. And this is when we've had this two-man rotation. They've been cobbling things together. You know, it's interesting. We had the discussion last week. MLB came up with that proposal of, hey, we should consider having starters force them to play six innings. And we go through that. And some of the things you uncover is, so there's a new way of doing things we kind of saw in the last couple of years with an opener, right? You bring somebody out there, get the first part of the lineup, the top part of the lineup out early. And you know, you shut them down, then you switch pitchers. And you know, at the time it was just, okay, teams had to do that because they're forced to because they missed a starter and they're just trying to get through it. The Tigers are missing three starters. And they're cobbling this system together and it's working. And it's a whole other topic to get into the six inning thing, but it's just, I like what he's done because he's had to come up and invent a brand new strategy that isn't just once in a while. This has been for weeks he's had to do it, and they've been great. I want to give him credit for it.
I'll give Motor City Metrics credit for this tweet. The last 14 days, the Tigers' ERA is the best in baseball.
There you go.
With, as you said, two starters. My chump of the weekend, I was struggling a little bit, and I looked over at the TV, and Get Up was on. And the graphic they had on the screen was asking the question if Patrick Mahomes' around-the-back pass against the Lions was the greatest play in NFL history.
What?
Yep. Yep. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I know why a lot of people do a lot of things in broadcasting, and we sit here and see people complaining about stuff we're talking about. But really, the greatest play in NFL history in a preseason game?
And that's not even in the top 1,000. Honestly.
Not even close.
It's fun to see, hey, flip it behind his back and they picked up 5 yards in a preseason game. Great, whatever. Okay, hook him. Move on, next play. It's nice. And you go, oh, that's cool. And that's one of the things that makes him cool. But that's probably not even the top 100 Patrick Mahomes plays.
I feel like they caught themselves because later in the same show, they dumbed it down and asked if that was the greatest play Patrick Mahomes ever played. And I'm like, no. Greatest play he ever made. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's not. I mean, it's a preseason 4-yard gain. But anyway.
So for me, it's ESPN, but I'll go for the other reason. I don't know if you know this, but the Tigers actually played a game last night. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just the Yankees. The Tigers played. But boy, did they play up the Yankees in the pregame, during the game, and when it got to extra innings and they got the run right away, boy, those announcers, oh, there it is, one pitch, it's all it took, and they're on top. Mm-hmm. And how sweet it was when Jason Dominguez, their top prospect, there's a ground ball, a base hit to left field. He scoops it up and looks like he should have, was it McKinstry running home, dead to rights. He double clutches, throws it, and it's a great throw, but he double clutched and McKinstry scores the game winner, and ESPN's like, he's safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that happened. Suck it, Yankees, and suck it, ESPN. So it's a double on ESPN today for different reasons.
Well, there you go. Champ and Chump, get your votes in for Champ and Chump of the weekend. Who should be called out for having a rough weekend? Who should be singled out for having a great weekend? Here's the feedback. My champ of the weekend is the combo of Vaki and Betts. I'm unsure if they would make the team, but now I think they are making the team. My chump is Andy Reid. Seriously, behind the back pass against the Lions backups with your starters. Sounds like someone is bitter about last year. Okay. Kang, you got a theory about the behind the back pass. Let's get to it. Your theory is?
Well, okay, so everything in the NFL, at least offensively, I feel like, is a setup. It's always set up for something in the future, whether it's in that game, in the next week, in the next month. But I think at some point during this year, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are going to run that play, and he's going to fake the behind the back. He's going to pull the... They do this in basketball, where you know, the fake behind the back pass, like Jason Williams, for those that remember, White Chocolate.
It looks great.
Fantastic at it. It's a highlight reel type play.
Magic used to do it all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So, Allen Iverson, whoever, right? Kyrie Irving. They've been practicing this play. We've seen it. The Chiefs have been practicing that play in practice a little bit for fun. Everyone thinks it's kind of for fun, whatever, and they pull it off in a real game. It's a preseason game, but it's a real game against a different an NFL opponent. They're setting this up. Watch for it. At some point during this year, guys, Mahomes fakes the behind the back, and they either keeps it himself, or they leak out like Xavier Worthy on the back or something. But
it's a pump fake.
I mean, everyone right now, ESPN, are they showing the highlight at all, guys? I don't know.
I haven't seen it. I understand showing the highlight, but
am I wrong on this one? I feel like, you know, Andy Reid and, you know, Nagy, they got something. They're waiting. Everyone's right now focused on it. It's like a magician. Look here, look here, look here. We'll get you later.
That's a great call. Anyway.
Misdirection.
Yeah.
Yes. Sleight of hand.
Champ and Chump votes coming in. Let's go to the next one from Marlon Wald Lake. My champ is Hendon Hooker. He looked really good on Saturday to show me he's a clear-cut backup. My chump is Dan Campbell for not starting Hooker and going with Nate the whole first half. We've seen enough of him. Time to give Hooker more reps.
I think they needed to see more of Nate. That's why they started Nate. And I suspect this upcoming game, maybe you might see the roles reversed where Hooker starts the first half and then Nate Sudfeld gets a second half. Mm-hmm. What I might find interesting is if they're going to keep three quarterbacks, is Sudfeld the third quarterback? Do you keep him on the roster simply because he knows the offense? And if you have emergency break glass situations, that you've got somebody who at least knows the offense. The other thing we haven't seen is what does Nate Sudfeld look like if he's playing with a first unit?
Yeah.
You don't know if it looks infinitely better. I suspect he is what he is.
We got to remember, in the second half of NFL preseason games, there's a whole bunch of guys that aren't going to be in the league. Yep. If Nate Sudfeld gets the second half this coming week, he might look great.
He might.
Because first half is a lot of guys that are backups and are fighting for roster spots, fighting for roles on teams. In the second half of preseason games, you know, you're getting the guys that are barely hanging on. And so Sudfeld might look great.
Well, and Golden Tate brought this point up during the broadcast. But it was, it's a great point. It's brought up every year, and every year I hear, I'm like, that's smart. Guys, you know, that are putting forth their efforts in these games. At this point, it's not just trying to make the Lions roster. It's putting good tape out there for 31 other teams to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, maybe your road is blocked here in Detroit, and no kidding. The roster's a great roster. It's not going to be easy to make this team. It's not easy to make the 49ers team. It's not easy to make the Eagles. These are really good rosters out there in the NFL. But if you show up well enough in the preseason and you have the right attitude, teams will come calling. Okay, they're going to do the due diligence, try to figure things out, and maybe there's a relationship with coaches, and the somebody calls and asks Dan Campbell, "Hey, what's this guy really like? He's a great kid, got a good head on his shoulders. We just don't have the room for him. He'd be great." And then they find jobs elsewhere.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.